Brett Hollander back here on WBAL, and the Orioles finished up their draft a couple of weeks ago, and their first pick this year in the third round, 90th overall, is high school left-hander Brian Gonzalez, and he joins us now from Sarasota, Florida. Brian, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Brett. Thanks. Happy to be on here.
Well, tell me about the last few weeks and what it's been like, starting with the call and finding out you were drafted by the Orioles. What was that like?
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. Obviously, before the draft, a little stressful, a little anxious to see where I go and stuff like that. But ultimately, on the second day when I got that call, it's a huge relief and huge excitement.
Did you have any idea the Orioles were that interested?
I know they were interested. I didn't know they were that interested, but they did talk to me. They did like me. They said, I would fit well here. So I knew they were interested, but didn't think it was too high.
Did you have any idea where you would fall? Did you put maybe a guess on yourself if you'd be second, third, fourth round or whatever?
Yeah, I felt like I'll probably be in those top five rounds. Other scouts said the same thing, but really no one had a specific clue, or nobody really had a specific answer, because with the draft anything could happen, so it was more in that range.
Orioles third round pick this year, Brian Gonzalez, is with us here on WBAL. And for you, you signed really quickly. The Orioles did not, of course, have a first or second round pick, so they could really dedicate and allocate time and money to you and the other top three draft picks. So right now, you are at the Orioles facility at Smith Stadium in Sarasota, Florida, and you're going to play this summer for the rookie-level Gulf Coast Orioles, right?
Yes, sir. That's exactly where I'm at, trying to get ready, get some game action here 2 weeks from now. So just trying to get ready, get back into it.
And you told me off air you're going to throw your first bullpen coming up early next week, right?
Yes, sir. Monday is when I'm scheduled to throw my first bullpen. And I've been having a throw program this whole week. So just getting me ready for that bullpen and live BP in a couple of weeks from now.
When did your high school season end?
I want to say mid-May.
Okay.
We finished mid-May, around probably May 15th, somewhere around there.
Now, you're from Miramar, Florida. How far is the drive from Miramar to Sarasota?
Not that bad, actually. It's about 2 hours and 50 minutes. So my parents, they already came up and see me. So it's not that bad.
That's pretty cool. They're going to be able to see you play in the GCL. Yeah. The infamous GCL, Brian, it's known for hot, hot games during the day, and it's known for empty as far as attendance is concerned. Not too many people showing up in 100-degree temperatures to watch 18- and 19-year-olds play. But for you, you're going to have your parents there at least, and you're probably used to the heat somewhat growing up in Florida.
Yeah, the heat's no problem for me. Obviously, it's hot, and it's going to stay that way. But, I've heard about the attendance and stuff like that, so I probably had more people show up at my high school games than here. But, yeah, that's part of the job, and, just being happy here and, being grateful for this opportunity.
Well, tell me what it's like to become a professional athlete right now, and you get a nice signing bonus. Do you find your own place to live in Sarasota? I'm sure these are all new experiences for you, and just, handling your business. Tell me about that.
Yeah, being a professional athlete is pretty much, baseball's my job now, so 100% dedication to this. I don't have to worry about school. But they did put us in a hotel here. I wasn't going to try to get an apartment or anything like that. They had a hotel for us, so we're able to stay here and live here while we're here.
My guess is, and I've stayed at a lot of hotels in the Sarasota area covering the Orioles, that I probably stayed at the hotel you're staying at right now. So there's a pretty good chance of that. And then for you right now, pitching-wise, do you have an innings limit this year? Do you have a cap on anything? Have they expressed what they're hoping from you this summer?
Yeah, David, the pitching coach, he told me he wants to probably get me in the 30 to 40 inning range, depending, how long that takes or how many games that takes, I don't know. But he said, 30 or 40 innings is probably what they're going to want for me.
And for you, how close were you to going to college, Brian?
It was really close, to be honest. After the first day, I was more thinking about University of Miami, where I was committed to and signed, obviously. And, I was thinking, I'd probably end up at UM, have a great career there. Obviously, it was my dream school, so I wasn't mad about it. Obviously I was gonna be happy there, but when the Orioles came up and they gave me this opportunity, it was too hard for me to pass up.
Brian Gonzalez, Orioles left-hander, now playing for the Gulf Coast Orioles, with us here on WBAL. And Brian, take us through your repertoire on the mound. Tell me about what you bring to the mound.
Yeah, I have a fastball, say low 90s. I like to spot up. You know, I'm a command guy. Pretty good changeup, I think, about 74 to 76. And then I have a slider I use on lefties mostly, you know, anywhere from 76 to 80. So it's pretty much my pitches there.
What's one thing you think you need to improve upon as you start your professional career?
I think the most important part about it is just my body, you know, trying to get better in shape, trying to lean out, get more muscle on me and stuff like that. And, you know, maybe learning a new pitch, commanding my slider, both sides of the plate, stuff like that.
And is there a pitcher out there right now that you think you kind of are like on the mound? Is there maybe another left-hander in Major League Baseball that you could tell our listeners?
You know, I like the way Cole Hamels pitch. He has great fastball. He, you know, throws it wherever he wants pretty much. And then that changeup is, you know, is ridiculous. So I like looking at him. Obviously Kershaw has crazy stuff, but I don't want to compare myself to him yet. But
well, Cole Hamels is pretty good.
Yeah, Cole Hamels is good. I know Johan Santana was down here rehabbing, and I know he was pretty much a fastball changeup guy. So I like looking at him too.
Very cool stuff. Brian Gonzalez with us here for another minute here on WBAL. And I know things must be different for you now. Once upon a time, you had your friends from high school, school. I'm sure in the summertime, baseball took up so much of your day. Now it's compacted into a much shorter time period during the day for you. How are you occupying your time during the day as a professional baseball player?
Yeah, it's pretty funny. I'm so used to, you know, being at school all day and then having practice at night, so my day gets, you know, filled up pretty quickly. But, you know, here I wake up 6:45, get to the complex, you know, by 7:30. You're practicing by 9, and then you're pretty much done at 1. So, you know, you have the whole rest of the day just, I guess, to relax and recuperate for the next day. But usually I just in the hotel watching movies or something like that, trying to keep myself busy.
Interesting lifestyle. Brian Gonzalez, a brand new member of the Orioles organization, the 90th overall pick in this year's baseball draft, and now a member of the Orioles organization. Brian, thank you so much. Really interesting stuff, and I really appreciate your time today.
Thank you, Brad. I appreciate it.